Hey, this is Dr. Leong. Dr. Leong, the name for patient last name is Grana. First name is William. Date of visit is February 28, 2024. And next, the patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in January of 2028. How am I in Virginia? First up, a patient tells me that he was involved in a military training. First up, it was training for vehicle. First up, it was a training for vehicle rollover. First up, a patient was in this training and the vehicle rolled over. First up, however, the seat belt failed. First up, patient fell straight onto his head. First up, patient tells me it hit his head immediately. And first up, patient tells me that he had loss of consciousness for about 2 seconds. First up, when he woke up, the patient was confused and disoriented. First up, patient feel dazed. First up, he also the headaches. Next paragraph. Now he has a poor memory. First up, he has a poor word recollection. First up, he has migraines and depression symptoms. First up, next paragraph. Patient tells me that he's working for IT right now. First up, he is working for networking. First up, he tells me that his poor memory and poor word recollection is significantly affecting him to do IT work. His headaches and migraines also affecting him to perform his work. First up, these symptoms are also affecting his concentration and focus at work. Next paragraph. A MoCA examination today is 28 out of 30. First up, patient missed 2 on the delay recall. Next paragraph, impression. It is my opinion the patient not likely sustained a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient was in a vehicle rollover exercise. The seat belt failed and he fell onto his head during the rollover. Patient was out of consciousness for about 2 seconds. I believe the injury and the impact are not likely severe enough to cause a traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that the patient not likely sustained traumatic brain injury from this incident. Next paragraph, this marks at the end of the patient.